Jesus, and he's a bit gobby, he's a bit hot-headed, he jumps into situations and then thinks about them afterwards. He kind of says things without necessarily working out what his mouth is going to say before he's actually said it. He's done all of those kind of things. And then, when it comes to the point of Jesus's death, just at that point, Peter loses his confidence. He goes quiet. A little child comes up to him and asks him, "Have you been with Jesus?" A little child. And Peter can't even bring himself to say that he has been with Jesus, even to a little child. He's lost it. He hasn't got the confidence. The bravado's gone. And you can imagine him being crushed, feeling like he's let Jesus down. Jesus comes and restores him, but says, "Wait, something is coming which is going to change your life." And then it came. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, came and brought such blessing to so many people. Suddenly, timid Peter, who couldn't say boo to a goose, suddenly finds the courage, the strength to speak out in front of the whole city of Jerusalem. And remember that people have come from villages and towns and cities from all over in order to come to the city. Suddenly, Peter is speaking to all of them and he's saying, "Look, this Jesus who you crucified, death could not hold him. He's risen from the grave and he is here alive now through his Spirit. Receive the Spirit of Christ." That's what comes when the Holy Spirit comes on you. You receive that sense of power, that inner confidence, that strength that you didn't quite know you had. And Peter says this, repent. That's an old-fashioned word. In other words, change your thinking. Change your outlook. You were going in this direction in life. No. Change your orientation towards Christ. You were going over here, but no, Christ is this way. Change your direction of travel. Repent. But he doesn't stop there. He says, change your thinking. Follow me, follow Christ, in other words, and be baptized. It goes together. It's not one or the other. It's not a case of just believe, and then if you're particularly keen at a later stage, then for some people, baptism. Change your thinking and be baptized. Follow Christ and be baptized. They go together. Now, in some churches, baptism is kind of made to sound like a rite of passage. It's a bit like getting married or a celebration that you're having for a particular wedding anniversary or a particular birthday that's coming in the future. And it's all quite formal and prearranged and in the distance. When I get to a certain age, when it's the anniversary of this, or when this particular person is in town, then I will. And it's all kind of put out that way. And in some churches, that they even kind of wear unusual clothes for baptism too. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, 3,000 people chose to believe the message of Christ. And 3,000 people are baptized. Can you imagine how long it would take to process 3,000 people if they all had to go through a baptismal class? And you've kind of, okay, good, but you've got to do this six-week course. And what about your clothes? What you're wearing at the moment? No, you've got to go and find some other clothes. Go and get some different clothes. Oh, go over this direction over here. And there's no time for that. Why? Because in a few days' time, another 2,000 are going to get added to the church and going to get further and further behind. There was something instant. There was something very simple about this response. Believe and be baptized. Not a case of putting it off to a later point in life. And when they believe, they are added that day. 3,000 were added that day. Not 3,000 were added over a period of the next few years and when they've done a certain course. No. Believe and be baptized. And there are occasions when we think that, okay, I've chosen to follow Christ. I'm now thinking like I'm following Christ, but I don't feel like I'm the perfect Christian. I don't feel like I'm the best example of a follower. I think I'll wait for baptism until I feel a bit maturer, or I'll wait until I'm a bit cleverer, or I'm a bit more holy. As if baptism is all about us. Make it absolutely clear here. Baptism is not about us. It is all about Christ. It is not what you have done. It is what Christ has done. It is not how holy you are, it is how holy Christ is. We are baptized not because we are the perfect example of Christians. We are baptized because we are following the one who is Jesus Christ. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait to change your thinking. You can do it right now. On the day of Pentecost, people came to the city and they didn't expect to come away as Christians. But the message and the opportunity came. Wow. 3,000 changed their thinking and chose to follow Christ. Don't wait until some point in the future. Oh, I'll do it then, or I might choose to believe then. No, no. 3,000 were added that day. There was something quite transactional. Believe and be baptized. Change your thinking and follow him. It isn't about you or me. It is all about Christ. And if you have found yourself in a place where, do you know what? You weren't brought up a believer. You weren't brought up in a church context. But you have found yourself strangely drawn to this Jesus Christ. This radical who had such provocative things to say, who challenged the status quo, who included people that others excluded, who brought about healing and wholeness when everything else seemed doomed and gloom. If you found yourself caught up, inspired, intrigued by this Jesus Christ, change your thinking. Follow him. See where it leads you. And if you've been brought up in a church context and this is what you've done forever and a day and it's just part of your pattern, wonderful. Let it go deep. Let it become personal. Let it become something that actually is about you and your inner life too and not just about the habit we have of meeting together. Change your thinking and be baptized. And 3,000 were added that day. Let's pray together. Lord God, we thank you for the difference that you make in people's lives. It is so encouraging to hear others speak about what you have done in their life, how you're blessing them, encouraging them, bringing healing and wholeness to their physical bodies. Lord, we thank you. Thank you that you're not contained just or restrained by what's going on inside this particular hall. But you are at work. You are let loose across this globe, doing wonderful things in all sorts of places. We thank you. May you continue to do your ministry, bringing your healing and wholeness. Lord, thank you. It's not just for everybody else. It's for us too, for me too. Lord Jesus, come among us. Come into our lives. Come into my life. Help me to choose to follow you, to change my thinking and follow you. We open ourselves up to you and say, Lord God, be at work. In Jesus' name, amen.